Super Nintendo don't run out, can't go on water. For that, you need power!
All right. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 261.
This is a podcast where two drunken nincompoops play retro games for your amusement.
I'm Poopcum Nims. Yes.
That just seems wrong.
That's just silly.
That's just nonsense. I am Poopcum Nim number one. My name is Jurek.
I am Poopcum Nim number two. My name is Earl. And this week, we are going to be continuing some Super Mario RPG like we played last week, or last time, I guess. I keep saying week.
Yeah, but it was like a month and a half ago.
Oh, my God. So we didn't record at all in the month of January, revelers. Just going to throw that out there. Jurek is a working man now.
I was working, and the one time we could have recorded, Abby was
COVID.
Abby was potentially like exposed, so we wanted to just play it safe, and you know, just figured it's the best thing for everybody. At that time, it was, you know, Omicron was raging out of control. Now it seems like it's just dropping.
It is. I just read a thing.
Like crazy.
Literally 1 second ago that was like, the poop in Minneapolis. Yeah,
they were like sampling. They were sampling like sewage waste.
And that's and how testing they know. It
to see like, yeah.
It's
going pretty low.
Never been in 2 years since COVID's been a thing.
Right.
But yeah, anyway, yeah, so we're recording again though.
We are.
Which
we
is very exciting. We got to remember how to do it, but
I don't remember. I'm supposed to punch this thing in front of me?
Yeah, you punch the TV.
No, the microphone.
Yeah, punch it.
That's what people just want to hear is punching.
It wants you to hit it as hard as it can. As hard as you can.
Why the fucking ear, man? Why don't you hit me in the ear?
Wow. I've not watched Fight Club in a long time.
Me and Abby watched it last year at some point, and I was like, oof. I mean, it's still fine, but I was like, I think I like this movie because I was like, it was my rebellious youth or something, and now I'm just like, oh my God, fucking grow up and get a job, guys.
Yeah, like, fucking
really? Project Mayhem? Like, come on. This is dumb. Fucking.
Yeah.
Revolution. Yeah,
Matthew, that says mayhem. I know. Revolution was too long.
Yeah.
News radio, revelers, one of the greatest TV shows of all time.
Question of my ability to go back and watch it now because I don't care for Joe Rogan anymore.
Well, yeah, Joe Rogan has gone off the deep end, but you know what? I say this about like Kanye West about,
I've never liked Kanye West.
There was somebody else. I just said it to Kat too about it. I don't remember, but sometimes you have to separate the art from the artist, you know? And,
and with an actor, I guess I can, with a musician, I can't, with like Kanye West, because your art is like, you're making your own art. Your art is a representation of you and yourself.
Okay.
Whereas an actor, you're just saying what somebody else tells you to say.
Right. Okay, well, I don't know. Anyways, still watch News Radio because it's fucking hilarious.
News Radio is still hilarious.
Even though Joe Rogan is in it, and Joe Rogan
Your last name's Gorelli?
It's like the greatest running joke. It goes for like three seasons. Yeah. Anyway, back to our retro gaming podcast. How's it going this week, Jurek? How's it going this month, Jurek?
It's going good, you know? I'm a working stiff now.
Stiff. Dr. Jurek, we call him.
Nobody calls me that.
I do.
But,
I call him you.
Now, you know, getting paid to take x-rays.
Hell yeah.
You know, I'm
making the
I'm able
bucks,
to say, or? Sorry, I was stuck in surgery.
Yes. I asked Jurek earlier, because he was like, oh, I've been working in surgery a lot. And I was like, when you're in there, do you ever hear the doctor under his breath say like, oops. Or like, shit.
Nope, never heard it.
Okay.
Maybe they say it. They try to keep those parts in their head.
In their head, right. Okay.
But yeah, I did text Abby. I was able to be like, sorry, I couldn't text you back. I was stuck in surgery for the last couple hours.
Awesome.
Sometimes I am in a case for, you know, hours. Like,
wow.
Usually us x-ray techs are not in there the entire length of the surgery, but some of the surgeries, like, all right, this one's starting at 9 in the morning, and it's estimated to be done at 6 o'clock in the evening. Like, operating on this dude's spine for hours.
That is nuts. And then that guy was probably fine.
Yeah.
Even though his back was open, you know, like, I don't know, for hours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Weird world we live in. Modern medicine.
Surgery is crazy.
Cool. But
yeah, otherwise, it's going good.
Excellent.
I'm enjoying my job.
Excellent.
Actually, yeah, I really much.
Right.
You know, theater. Everyone hates it.
It's the worst. It's literally the fucking worst.
And I love my job.
Oh, we might have just had a dropout.
Oh.
I don't know. So, Revelers, we're having some weird audio issues. So it's possible there's some weird dropouts here and there. I don't know. We'll see.
Unless some part of our thing is apparently broken.
Yeah, it's the audio interface that's being
Is it the cable?
It's the port on the back of it, I think.
Oh, so we need a new one of those.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I should get a new one. They're like $150 or something. I don't know. Anyway, so if the audio drops out, so sorry. We're trying to keep an eye on it, but you know, we can only do as best we can.
But anyways, yeah, so
great.
Working. How you doing, man?
I'm good. In the last month, we opened a show that we were supposed to open when we got shut down in 2020.
Right.
And the set's just been sitting there for 2 years. We just opened it last weekend. So very exciting. Like, this is 2 years in the making. You know? So, but that's really all I've been doing, just working a lot. Yeah, trying to keep people warm. Our HVAC, we have three rooftop HVAC units, and one of them crapped out on us right when we started rehearsals. And it's the one that does like the dressing rooms and shit. So it's just so cold. Got
freezing actors.
Yeah,
downstairs.
I've got like a million space heaters going. Like, it's, I don't know. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But the new one gets installed next week. So that's very exciting. All right.
Well, that's good.
But tell the Revelers and I, Drake, have you played any video games since we last met?
Not a lot.
Okay.
Considering it's been a month and a half, but yeah, I've been working.
Well, yeah.
And then when I'm not working, you know, I don't get to see my wife all that often, so we try to hang out. But one of a game I did play combined those two things, because me and Abby played a game together. Game Awards Game of the Year winner.
Oh, yeah.
It Takes Two.
It Takes Two. Okay. That's, what's that for? Is it for everything? I don't know if it's for Switch.
Might not be for Switch. I'm not sure. We're playing it on Xbox, because with like Xbox Games Pass, like Ultimate, I also get access to, or is it not on there? I don't know. I either paid for it and downloaded it, or I got it for free through like EA Play.
Ah, I see. Okay. Do you have an Xbox? What's the new one? What's the newest one?
Xbox Series X. I do not have one.
You do not have one
of
those. Okay. Like, I feel like
that's on my to-do list.
I feel like if I'm to get a new system, it would not be the PS5, but the Xbox Series X, specifically for Game Pass. Like,
yeah.
It's too good of a deal to pass up, right?
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, It Takes Two
is
a co-op game. It can only be played co-op.
Oh.
Like, you cannot play it, as far as I know, you can't play it by yourself. Like, there needs to be two people.
Interesting. Okay.
And yeah, it must be, yeah, because there's no way you'd be able to like switch back and forth and do things in the way the game is set up.
Okay, so like one person, I don't know,
you have to use teamwork and like do things even like timed. Like, there'll be like a fan that blows you up in the air, and then in the middle there's not a fan on, but so like as I'm standing there with a switch, and as Abby like jumps into the wind and goes up, then I have to press the switch so that as she falls, she gets caught by the next fan. And like,
oh wow, okay.
So you have to time things, and
well, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it is really fun. It looks really cool.
Does it have danger to be a relationship killer?
It depends on skills of
both parties.
People and patience of the one who is clearly better at video games. i.e. me.
Okay.
it's fine. I think if me and you played it, we would like breeze through it. No problem.
Okay.
Whereas, you know,
yeah,
Abby mostly her video game stuff is like The Sims and Stardew Valley and Animal Crossing. So not so much fast-paced, reaction-based, like platforming,
right?
Which this game is okay, at times. Okay. So, but it's still really fun, it's not.
Did you make it through?
We have not beaten the game yet. Okay. We haven't played for a little while now.
And
but,
do you think that it so far deserves Game of the Year? Like, is it that fun? Is it? Like,
I mean, it is really fun. I don't know. I don't think I really played any of the other Game of the Year contenders other than, like, I don't remember if in that one, if Forza Horizon 5 was nominated.
It might have been.
It won IGN's Game of the Year.
I think Metroid Dread was nominated.
Yeah, I think so, but I didn't play that. I didn't play most of the other ones. They didn't really. This I don't know. People kept saying, like, still, oh, this last year was so good for games, and I was kind of just like,
what? I don't think people say that. I think
some people do, but I disagree with them. Yeah. I think last year was kind of weak as far as big game releases.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it takes two.
Cool, it takes
two.
It's
good stuff. If you, you know, have someone to play it with, it's really fun.
Cool, cool.
What about you? How's I keep trying to Animal get Cat. Crossing?
Well, Animal Crossing is good, and Smash is good.
Keep trying to get Cat what?
To, like, play video games with me, but every time she just doesn't want to. like, I don't know. Maybe there'll be a game that'll catch her interest. Like, I don't want it to be like I know you and Abby got through Overcooked, but we would never be able to do that. Like, I don't know. Like, we have to have a nice, and It Takes Two probably is not the right game either. It has to be like a
It's very forgiving. Like, when you die and stuff, you just like come, you don't.
You don't have to go.
Unless, like, both of you die multiple times or something, you like, if I'm still alive and she dies, she just comes right back to, like, where I am and vice versa.
Okay. But, yeah, I've, you know, been playing Smash and Animal Crossing. That's what I do. Smash is going well. Animal Crossing, I've been redesigning all of my villagers' homes, which is just a treat. Like, you can give them these sweet little homes that match them. Like, I love it. But I've also been playing, a little bit of Lego Super Villains, Lego DC Super Villains 2, Lego. I don't know if it's 2. I don't think it's 2.
What you're even talking about?
I don't know what it was free on PlayStation like a month or two ago, and I downloaded it, and I just started it the other day, and I'm like, I'm barely into it, but I don't know. It's a Lego game. Like, you go around and you build shit with Legos, but you're like, you make your own super villain that's like the main character. But then, like, you know, you're with Lex Luthor and Solomon Grundy and Cheetah and all the DC supervillains. Like, yeah, I don't know. So that's been kind of fun. But I've also, I just started Assassin's Creed Black Flag. I really want the Ezio collection to come out, which is coming out very soon, like in a week as we record this. But I bought the Rebel collection, which is Black Flag and Rogue. And I've never played either of those games, so I don't know. I'm having fun with Black Flag.
Black Flag is awesome. Black Flag is probably, it might be my favorite.
Oh, really?
Assassin's Creed game.
Okay. I'm having fun with it. I don't know.
I haven't played all of them.
Although I don't care
for the new ones, but
the only Assassin's Creed that I ever really got into was two. The first one with Ezio. I think, because there's others, right? There must be if
there's
the collection
three with Ezio. Assassin's Creed 2, and then there's Assassin's Creed Brotherhood and Assassin's Creed Revelations. And they're all Ezio.
Okay. Well, like, I don't know. I remember there being like a sneak mechanic, And maybe I'm wrong. Like, I don't know. I was playing Black Flag and I like got into this place I'm not supposed to be in. You know, it was like a red area, right? And there was like a guy right around, like I could see him, you know, I used my eagle vision or whatever, mm-hmm. and I could see him around the corner. And like, I thought there was a way to like, you know, go into sneak mode where you can just like sneak up behind him and then assassinate him.
There is.
I think you just walk up to him. Like, you, as long as you don't hold the, like, the free run button.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Something like that. I think you automatically, if you go into, there's certain places you can be that you kind of, like, hide, like, in bushes.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
In a crowd of people, and then you kind of go, like, gray to show that you're...
That you're like, one of
sneak,
them.
Like, you're in your incognito.
I know, but, like... But if you're in a crowd of people and a guy walks by, you could kill him, but they're all going to see that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I felt like in Assassin's Creed 2, there was like a better, like I really felt like an assassinator.
I think it's just called an assassin.
An assassin. An assassin, and we're assassinating. That's what my roommate at the time, this was a long time ago, but we would just run around in Assassin's Creed 2 going, I'm assassinating. I'm an assassinator. Anyway, so I've been playing Black Flag. I'm really excited to get to the sea shanties.
Yeah, it gets real fun when you're just like sailing
the seven seas.
Well, not seven seas.
The it's one like sea.
One sea.
Okay. but yeah, so that's what I've been doing. I feel like there's other games I've played in the meantime, but I don't know what they are.
Nah,
nothing that's not held important. My attention. Yeah. Let's see. But this week, Drake, we're gonna just continue some Super Mario RPG.
Yeah.
Too. What do you think? Should we just get into it?
Yeah, we'll just get into it because last week we already told you about it and we had some three questions and we started playing it. I mean, and by last week again, I mean like a month and
like
a half ago.
Like a month ago.
But the episode just came out.
Yeah.
Recently, so.
So
you haven't heard that until, yeah, a little bit ago.
Right.
So we could have just played this off like nothing happened.
Like nothing happened. Also, full disclosure, revelers, we're also not doing shots tonight. Jurek drove over here. We're having beers, but
we got some beers.
You know, can't do three shots in an hour and then drive a car home.
Yeah,
so,
yep. Gotta be responsible.
Yep. So just letting you know that's happening. But yeah, let's hang on. Yes, let's get to the game.
All right.
Go. Okay, so I got us a little bit farther. We have Geno now.
We go this way?
Yep. We're in the mines here. We're just like straight up in a dungeon.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Fucking fireball, man.
There's a fireball. There's a bomb. All right.
I don't remember how to play this game.
I don't know. A is attack. Remember, you gotta do that.
I know, but I don't remember how to time Geno's shit.
Oh, Jesus, it's loud. Okay. Yeah, you gotta... Geno's is like... Right when he sticks his arm out, you can hear the noise.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fucking symbols.
Well, we got to have the symbols. They're way better than that stupid stick he has. Oh, my God. No.
You got to. Right. Geno crushed that fucking fireball.
166 to the fireball. Whoa. Oh. Where's Yoshi? Right one. Oh.
Damn it. Nope.
Oh, middle one.
Okay. We were both wrong.
Although, like... One of them is a tie. Like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Won't two be wrong and one be right?
You would think.
Boom. Got him. What are these little coconut guys?
Lucky.
They're like,
I don't know.
I've always thought they were like little...
A magmite.
Magmites. I've always thought they were like little coconuts. I don't know.
One.
Oh. So they must... One. But shooting him with Geno...
Yeah, apparently Geno's good against them.
Against them, yeah. Wow.
But Mario and Mallow, not so much.
No dice. What? Why do we keep getting to find Yoshi?
Because I got lucky.
Left. Damn it.
Damn it, the middle again.
We're both wrong. Maybe it's just the middle every time. So, Drake, since we recorded, though, there was a Nintendo Direct.
There was, just like 2 days ago.
It was hype as fuck.
What is this fucking star, you fucker?
I don't know. He looks crazy.
Nope.
Okay, so...
Nope.
Oh, you defended. I didn't mean to do that.
I was just trying to figure out what all the buttons
you
do.
Gotta... So it's weird. Like, if you press Y, you have to press Y again to do the special attack.
Oh,
if you press X, you have to press X again to confirm your item.
And then for like super jump, do you press Y?
Yes.
To try to keep it going?
Yes. I think you can press A, but...
Oh, I only got two.
You destroyed what that Bob-omb. I don't know if you needed to waste your...
Probably not.
Something that I discovered in this game as I was playing through it, and that I didn't notice the first time when we were playing it, is that you share mana. You share flower points with all your guys.
Oh.
So, like, I don't know. That was throwing me off. Oh, my God. Gino's dead as fuck. Nope.
I mean, that thing, like, sacrificed itself to kill us all.
He has one hit point. Use an item.
You just killed Gino.
Yes. But yeah, you share flower points. What is this mushroom man doing?
I don't know.
Well,
I want to talk to him.
You will after you fight this Bob-omb and these flames. Yeah, Nintendo Direct though.
Nintendo Direct. So there were a lot of games covered. I have a full list.
You do?
On my phone, but
let's see. I'll just tell you right off the bat what I'm excited about.
Okay.
I'm very excited that both Portal 1 and Portal 2 are coming to a Nintendo console. That's
great fucking games.
Great fucking games, and I'm excited to play them again. You know, like, I don't know. Yes, we've all played them, but they're Portal, and they're like, I would both of those games together as like, if we consider them one, they're like one of the greatest games of all time. You know
Portal
what I mean?
Portal 2 is fucking fantastic. Portal 2
is...
I mean, one is great.
One is
as
great.
Well,
but it's just like so fun, and you're not ready. When you first play Portal 1, you're not ready for how funny and like, I don't know, weird it is.
Yeah.
You know, like, what did he say?
He said there's something valuable in the mines.
Oh.
And if I find it, I'm going to sell it to somebody in town.
Don't jump on that thing. That'll take you out of the mines. If you find it, you got to sell it to somebody in town?
Well, that's what he wants to do.
Oh, I see. Oh, looks like you're going to need to go get some bombs. Oh.
So I didn't mean to run into him.
That's okay. Like, in this game, you pretty much have to fight every guy. Otherwise,
yeah,
you
I know. Just
be...
for the sake of podcasting.
For the sake of podcasting.
To get through quicker.
Yeah. Maybe it was a bad idea to start with a dungeon, but I don't think it was. I think this was good. Like, we're in the mines. We're trying to save two little kids, by the way, FYI. Two little mole children.
What do those mole children ever do for me?
Well, they're, I don't know, you're Mario, man. You don't need, you just rescue
kids. I save princesses.
And
really
rescue
like
mole
one
children
in particular.
When they're on your way to rescue the princess. Bowser, by the way, was leading a pretty thin army just before this in the story.
Mm-hmm.
So... why do we always get to find Yoshi here? Choose the middle. Yes! It was the middle every time. Oh, it doubled your experience.
I think it's when I like kill something and then it pops up and says lucky. Like I picked up something.
Oh, okay.
And that gives me a potential bonus afterwards.
Okay. Oop. You got to kill those guys straight away. Otherwise, they kill you all. The stars, whatever they are.
Crystal star guys.
Crystal star guys. I think that's their real name. Oh, they're like little guys
crystal.
In there. Uh-oh.
Bing. Dropping crystals on my head. I haven't really been paying attention to my hit points. Oh, I'm okay.
You're fine. Although that did take away 18. So like...
Yeah, but now he's dead.
Defense up! Hell yeah.
Cymbal crash, you motherfucker.
33. Oh my God. Nice defense trick. Yep. Miss.
Oh, he missed, so worked out.
I think that was because you blocked it, right?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I think it was just a random miss. Wow. So, yeah, wait, what did we say? Portal?
Okay, so yeah, Portal. I'm excited about Portal. Like, that was a huge surprise. Super Mario Strikers? It's a Mario Soccer? Like, I love Mario sports games. I've never played any of the other Mario Soccers, but, or Strikers. But I don't know. I'm excited for it. I'm going to get it. It looks awesome. Battle Soccer, bro.
Battle, yeah.
Like, that came out of nowhere, too. Like, that, like, you know, sometimes things get leaked. Well, people like to think they leak Nintendo stuff. They don't. Nobody fucking knows, you know? Let's see. Oh, Fire Emblem Warriors. Meh. Don't care.
Yeah, I don't care about Fire Emblem. Xenoblade Chronicles.
Xenoblade Chronicles 3, that was like their main, that was what they ended with.
End thing, which yeah. I know a lot of people like it. I just don't care.
I think a lot of people were hoping for at least a title reveal of Breath of the Wild 2. But I think that'll come at E3, even though E3's not happening. So yeah. But I'm sure there'll be a direct in June, you know? Like so I don't know.
It's the middle every time.
It is every time. Why is something
I don't know what's going on. Level up.
Gino okay, so here's also what I've discovered. So before you pick one, I mean go to the next thing. Now, like go to power, click it. And its attack goes 65 to 66. So press B. HP 53 to 59. Okay. 29 to 30. Do HP. If you pick the one, if attack or magic is a gain of 2 or more, I think it's usually just 2. Then pick that one because that's like the best gain. If that makes sense. But in this case, hit point up was the best gain. So it kind of goes in order. So like next time you level up, it'll be attack or something, and then it'll be magic, and then it'll be hit points again.
I see.
Yep. Let's see. What else was in that direct? Oh, fucking Disney Racing Speed Boost. Disney?
Yeah, I don't remember. It's Speed Storm, or something.
I think, I read, it was on Reddit Gaming Leaks and Rumors. It was like somebody who like was like, I play tested that game and it's basically all pay to win
because it is free to play.
It's free to play, and so but it's gonna be pay to win. Like you can pay to get, you know, Super Racer Mickey or whatever, like which is, he's like a better racer, you know. I don't know. I just thought that it looked cool. You know, it was like Disney Mario Kart.
Yeah, but it, I mean, they also then showed, you know, there's going to be a bunch of Mario Kart DLC. So it seems weird that they would talk about both of those things in the same direct.
Yeah.
Kind of seems weird to me.
Wait, are you going backwards?
I think so. I can't remember. It was here. I didn't know which way to go.
There we go. Oh, here's Moly Moly. Pa-mole. Mario, you've come to save us. One problem, though. This is a dead end. We need a bomb to blast through here. Think you could find one?
Oh, my God.
I thought we needed a bomb at the other place. A
bomb for somewhere else. Where the fuck am I supposed to find a goddamn bomb?
I can't remember what you do here.
There was another way to go somewhere back here.
There was?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
You came through here.
You went that way already. Unless you have to go out.
I came up this way.
Go back in that way. I don't... No, not a way there. but yeah, 48 new Mario Kart tracks. That's pretty huge.
Over the next, like, year and a half.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, people were, like, expecting Mario Kart 9, but Mario Kart 8 is a masterpiece. And, like, why... Oh, you just knocked yourself out, son. You got knocked the fuck out.
Krako.
Coins. Beautiful coins. Grab the coins. Listen up. Let's leave this half-wit Mario here and split. Anyone got a beef with that? With that? okay. No, he goes in there. Chase Krako.
That's what needed to happen.
Yep. Okay. Hoo boy.
Ooh, he's got a bomb. Never leave home without him.
Ooh.
I'm going to need another one of them bombs.
You are going to need another one of them bombs. But yeah, I don't know. 48, that doubles the courses in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Like, I don't know. It's pretty cool. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. I mean, I'll get it.
Yeah. You get it free if you have the expansion pack. You don't have the expansion pack. Ah, I see. Well, Abby still hasn't tried out the new Happy Home Paradise on Animal Crossing? No interest or what?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
She's over Animal Crossing.
Mm. It breathed, to me, the 2.0 update breathed a lot of new life into that game. I love it. I still play every single day. I'm never going to stop. I love it.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop Rockefeller Records. I get down, baby. I get down. The girls are girls that love us. Let's see what else was in that direct. I feel like there was cool stuff. Mario Strikers.
Nintendo Switch Sports.
Oh, yeah, Nintendo Switch Sports. Basically Wii Sports, just on Nintendo Switch.
But new and improved.
New and improved with some new games. Volleyball.
Badminton. It's just like, okay, now you just have three games that involve hitting something over a net.
Right. And then, but free DLC in the fall. Golf will be coming. And people are speculating baseball will also come. Mm. But yeah, I don't know. I think that's cool. Like, I don't know. I'm excited actually because I think that's a game that I can get Kat to play with.
Tie.
You know, we can bowl. Oh, it wasn't the middle one. It was
finally the left one.
Wow. But yeah, I think Nintendo Switch Sports is a game I can get Kat to play with me. Although I have got to get new fucking Joy-Cons. My Joy-Cons drift like motherfuckers. I don't know. I can send them in to Nintendo and get them fixed for free, but that sounds silly. Are we right back where we started here?
Yeah, I'm chasing Croc.
Chasing Croc through the caves. Get him. Oh, yeah.
Fight his buddies here.
Fight his buddies. Get him. Oh, motherfucker, you didn't stand a chance. These guys look like Marvin the Martian.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. They just like weird, completely black heads with just white eyes and then hoods on. Like, I don't know. I guess he wears a helmet.
He does wear a helmet.
But these guys have like wizard hats on. Or not wizard hats. They're like elf hats, I guess. Maybe not today. Maybe he didn't have the coins on him, but he dropped a flower tab. You should just use it right now. Oh, okay.
Can't.
I guess we'll fight.
Immediately got attacked by
Sparky
here. These fucking guys.
Get them. Those guys have really low defense or something.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. They go down like a...
Oh. Wait.
Oh.
Wow. One hit did 106 damage and it didn't kill him. Okay. That'd well, that got him. Though. Let's see. There must have been cooler...
You play this.
Okay.
I'll pull up my list.
Your list. Okay.
Let's see. What do we got here? Advance Wars.
Oh, yeah. Advance Wars. Really, we knew about that. Oh, yeah. You know what looks awesome and I'm really excited for is Kirby and the Forgotten Land.
Oh, yep. There's the new Kirby.
Yeah. I mean, we knew about that, but.
Yep. And that looks pretty cool. No Man's Sky coming to
Switch.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. So is there any way that's not a cloud based game or.
No Man's Sky?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Okay. I don't know. Like, isn't it like, I don't know, way too big? Like,
no.
Oh, okay. That's the one where like there's a kabillion jillion planets and you'll never.
Yeah, but it's all like procedurally generated and whatnot. And
I miss.
I don't know. It's not an overly like huge or demanding game or anything.
Oh.
I enjoyed it though. I played it for, I don't know, 30 or 40 hours probably on Xbox and probably barely scratched the surface of all the things you can fucking do in that game. It's definitely come a long way since it first launched
like,
to very mediocre reception.
Right, like it was like super mediocre, right?
Yeah, like nobody cared about that. I mean, everyone cared about it at first and then all of a sudden it was like, oh now that it finally came out.
Right. Okay.
It was not what people were expecting.
Well.
So yeah, No Man's Sky, Mario Strikers, we talked about. They showed Splatoon 3's like new salmon run mode. Which was in Splatoon 2. It's just the new version of it.
Yeah. Which like has bosses or something. I think it had bosses in Splatoon 2. I don't remember either, but I don't know. I'm excited for Splatoon 3. It's nothing new though. Like,
yeah.
You know, like I'm gonna get it. But I don't know.
I'm not sure if I'll get it. I played Splatoon 2 for a little while.
We played it together a couple times.
Yeah, a couple
that
times.
Was fun.
Front Mission. Don't really. It's like a tactical RPG with like mechs.
Right.
Disney Speedstorm, it is called.
Speedstorm.
Star Wars Force Unleashed.
Oh, yeah. That's
coming.
Fun, right?
But that was, but that was like a 360 PS3 game.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean.
It was fun. It was a cool game. I enjoyed the first one. The second one was meh. But it was also, I think, like unfinished and rushed out. I think it was on the brink of being canceled. Instead of being canceled, they were just like, nope, just send it out.
God damn it. I do not know where to go. I'm lost
again. This way.
I think I got to go this
way. Go down here. Yeah. And now that, nope. Yeah, that way. Wasn't he, didn't he went up back up there, didn't he not? No.
No, this is where we started.
Yeah. So go back this way.
What's down here?
I don't know. I don't think I ever went that way. You can't go that way, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember. He's not this way. I don't know which way he went then.
I don't either. I thought I knew.
Did you go back up?
Should I try this?
Can you try that again? Nope.
Nope. Am I? Oh, I'm just going to. Okay.
Oh. Get him.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see.
I think he just runs around in a loop.
I see. And you got to wait for him. You got to
catch him and kill him.
All right. Let's go, Croc. Here we go.
Finger blast him.
I'm going to finger bang bang you into my heart.
Yeah, you like to finger bang and it's all right. What else do we got? There's some Gundam game coming out.
Oh, yeah. But it's like a... It's
weird little like small cutesy Gundam things. I mean, I have been watching Gundam Wing lately on Hulu. I love Gundam Wing. Mobile Suits Gundam Wing. Chrono Cross Remaster.
Yeah, Chrono Cross. That'll be fun. But
maybe. I don't know. I never played it.
I have it on PS1.
Yeah, I think I do too. But I never. Oh, shit.
I forgot it.
I never really got into it. Kirby, MLB The Show.
Oh, yeah, MLB The Show.
Kingdom Hearts.
Oh,
like cloud based.
Yeah. And apparently it came out like, today or either today or yesterday. And wait, the director
came out the day of,
or no, I think it was the next day.
The next day.
So it was yesterday. And apparently it's unplayable garbage. Oh, like God, literally, even though it's in the cloud, it's fucking stuttery and it's like, you cannot play it. Like it's a scam. Like this cloud based nonsense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know about that. Yeah, Portal 1 and 2. Live Alive?
Live Alive.
Which looked kind of cool.
Yeah, it did. I don't know
anything about it, really. But people that do know about it seem very excited that it's finally coming to America.
Yeah. Okay, we're back. We're having major audio issues here, Rattlers, but that's okay.
We realized we were talking for quite a while. And just nothing was being recorded.
Whoops. Okay, but hopefully it's being recorded now. We'll hope. So anyway, we just talked about Live Alive, which is a Japanese RPG. People seem excited about it.
Indeed. And then we got some Triangle Strategy action.
Oh, yeah, Triangle Strategy, Project Triangle
Which
Strategy.
We were both talking about. Yeah, we were talking about the fact that we were under the impression that Project Triangle Strategy was a placeholder name, but nope.
Nope.
Just the name of the game.
That's the name of the game. And I don't know. I never played Octopath Traveler.
No, me neither. Nate played it and really liked it.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the look of those games. I think they look really cool. The art style and everything is awesome.
Yeah.
But I also these days just struggle to get into a game that I know is going to be so long. I like shorter games or games that I can easily just pick up and play for a little bit.
Right. That's why I like Smash so much, because I can just play for 20 minutes, two or three matches, you know, and like, boom, I'm done. You know, like... I don't know. What else?
Cuphead DLC.
Oh, yeah. Delicious.
Delicious Last Course.
Delicious Last Course. DLC. I did not get that the first time or any time I've heard that.
Man, you're just wailing on this Croco guy, but he's wailing on you. On him. Ooh,
he's got all my items.
Oh, he takes all your items?
Yeah.
Man, your tadpole is going to die.
Well... Here's what we'll do. We'll
blast
HP
him.
Rain it.
Oh, yeah.
Right
do
on
that.
Myself here. Boom.
HP rain.
HP rain. Make it rain.
Make it rain.
Oh, 40. Oh, boom. Perfect. Okay.
Good to go.
It seems like you don't actually want to use specials
Chop.
Like on him for some reason.
Oh, really? Are they not?
They're not very effective. Oops. I was not paying attention. it seems like normal attacks are way more effective,
or at least as effective. So
yeah.
Fair enough. I don't remember how many. Seems like he's got lots of hit points.
He's got
man.
Tons. Oh, ouch! Enough already.
Oh, there you go. Here's your junk.
I'm out of here.
We got you, Krakko. And give us a fucking bomb.
Seriously. I got 10 experience points for that, like, 20-minute battle. Got the coins back, and...
Oh, picked up a bomb, too.
Oh, okay, great.
So now you can go this way.
Do.
We make it go back to that...
Pommel. Okay, what were we talking about, though?
Metroid Dread.
Oh, yeah.
Update. It just adds a extremely difficult mode and a, like... An easy mode.
Like, one hit and you're dead? Fuck that. Like, Metroid Dread is hard enough already. Like, I don't need... I don't know. I mean, like, who wants...
Clearly, it's not for you, but...
It's for fucking
I don't know.
Sadists.
Yeah, I don't know who would want to play that game where it just... Even the weakest enemy in the game just touches you and you die.
And you die. And there's, like, sometimes there's, like, these, like, swarms of little bugs. Like, you almost always get hit once or twice, you know? Like, I don't... It's
ridiculous.
It's stupid.
And then they talked about a little something for you, Earl. Earthbound.
Oh yeah, Earthbound and
Earthbound Beginnings.
I've tried Earthbound Beginnings. It's very hard. I mean, like, the game is hard, but also it's NES RPG, you know? So they just it's not quite what you want it to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I
cool.
think that pretty much covers
everything in the
everything.
Direct. Yeah, it was a pretty decent direct. I don't know. It was. I feel like there hasn't been one in a long time, so it was just nice.
It kind of seemed like it too.
To have one, see 48 to 49.
In case anyone is keeping track, there was still nothing about Hollow Knight.
Nothing about Hollow Knight. Nothing about Breath of the Wild 2.
Yeah, Breath of the Wild 2 I wasn't really
expecting. Super Mario Party, or no Mario Party Superstars DLC, like a lot of people thought was going to come. Let's see.
Pick your bonus.
Boom. Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was a decent direct, though.
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, there was a good variety of stuff. There was probably something for everybody
most
part. Like, there was a lot of stuff I don't care about and I'm not ever going to play. But there are a few things I do, you know, want to check out. Definitely want to play some Switch Sports.
Yeah, super want to play some Switch Sports. I thought it was weird that they took, like, 5 minutes in the direct to have, like,
them
two
playing
Nintendo
volleyball.
CEOs play volleyball, yeah.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, I'm not sitting here and watching this. Don't care enough about that. Yeah, you got a star.
Oh, no.
Go, man, go. I remember there's, like, something with that star, and there's a way you can, like, super level up with it.
Well, yeah, you can, because when you, like, you get the experience points for, oops.
And then you die or something.
Yeah, I don't remember how it works, but look at this weird flying pig thing.
That is a weird flying pig thing.
Did I get him? Nope. Echo Finder. This cannot be good. 16.
Yeah. There's some tough enemies in here, and, like, some of these attacks are just, I don't know how to time defense against some of them.
Right.
Because I don't know when I'm actually being hit or whatever.
Oh, HP max. That's nice.
Solid. Yeah, it is always nice. One thing that is cool about this game, sometimes you kill enemies and it gives you
a bonus,
a random little bonus. Like, oh, defense up or attack up. Or in that case, it just, you know, completely refilled Mario's HP.
All his health. Exactly. And that's forever, right? Yeah, yeah. I was like, it doesn't go away.
No, it just.
Oh my god.
Maxed you out.
These fucking fireballs.
Fireball.
Fireball. Yeah, I don't know. We got to be wrapping up here pretty quick. I have no idea what time we're at now.
Well, my clock only says 49 minutes, but we also lost a couple minutes there.
Oh, that's true.
So we can probably go a little longer.
Okay.
There is also Microsoft is buying Activision.
Oh, yeah.
For $70 billion. That's billion with a B.
That's like a... That's a number that little kids use when they want to say the biggest number ever.
Right.
There was 70 billion.
I know. When I said it to you earlier, it was like, that just sounds fake because I feel like I've said that before. Like, God, there was like 70 billion of them. And they, hey, save save point.
We got to a save point. I feel like that was a ways before
it was. Point. It was the only one so far in the entire mines.
Oh, how do I get up there?
It's got to be some sort of way.
There does have to be a way, but oh, I got it. Okay.
He's got to jump off at an angle.
Makes sense. Makes sense. Oh, how did I
get? Yeah. So Activision Blizzard will be. It's not like complete yet or anything. Do you what?
You must get a full heal when you save.
Oh, maybe.
Huh.
You do seem to be everybody's fully healed.
I'm doing it again just for fun.
Well, why?
Because I just got a fire tab.
Fire.
Or a flower tab, I mean. Ah! Okay. I didn't want to fight those bombs. I should have fought those bombs. I'll fight this bomb.
Fight this bomb. Here, you fight this guy.
Punchinello. Good day. The name's Nello. Punchinello.
Punchinello.
Oh, there was a never one, heard one of my three of questions was going to be about this guy.
They say I'm a hothead, but I'll show them you. You will make me famous.
I think originally they wanted to name him Bomb. James Bomb. But they couldn't use the, like, they were going to get in trouble if they used that specific phrase or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I suppose.
It was something. I don't really remember what it was because, you know, that was a month ago that I did this research, but.
Right.
You should try your specials on them and see what those do. Although it seems like, oh yeah, Thunderbolt, that attacks. Oh,
I forget that you have to hit.
Oh yeah.
Why you have to hit the same button that you're selecting it with? Oh, okay, that was not good against him, but it killed his.
It killed all the little
bomb
guys.
Bitches.
Try your Geno Beam on him.
So wait, what do you do?
Okay,
with this?
Hold it until and let go until there's three stars. It's very unintuitive.
Not bad.
Now let's up the ante. Oh my gosh. Okay. Super jump his ass. Boom. The timing on the Super Nintendo or on the SNES Mini, apparently Jerick's got it down. Oh, literally zero damage.
Did nothing against
did
him,
nothing.
Though.
Thunderbolt, though, will be good against all these guys because it attacks everybody. And they're still
I was
alive.
Hoping I was going to kill at least all the bombs.
The Geno Beam was good against him. Wow, why did the Super Jump did nothing? That's weird.
I know. Literally zero, and I hit him like a whole bunch of times.
What about what if you tried? Oh, well, 66 is pretty good. Yeah, get him.
I wanted to use Thunderbolt again to just try to get rid of these bombs.
Oh,
nope.
And they're still there?
Still there, man.
Oh, and now they're all gonna. Oh, yikes. This is a rough fight. I don't know.
I mean, it's going fine. I'm not.
That's true.
I'm not in like bad shape or anything.
That's true. Oop.
Fuck that
you didn't
one
get
up.
The bonus. All right. This is got to be.
This
like,
one's got to get rid
there's
of
no way Bob
three.
Bombs can withstand three Thunderbolts.
Now, there
we
go. Oh, man, come on.
Four more just
four more.
Right
okay. So just basically don't worry about the Bob Bombs because I think they're just going to keep coming back.
Yeah.
I'm just going to worry about Mr. Punchinello.
You could try with Mario. Okay. Grr. All right. It's clobbering time.
Not over yet.
Oh my God. Bigger
Bob Bombs.
You could try with Mario his fireball and see what that does. Oh my God. How are we doing on flower points here? 24 out of 45.
Fire orb.
Try it. You got to hit it a bunch of times. Hit Y repeatedly. Boom, 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 boom. Yes. Oh, 28. Okay.
Nope.
Shitty. Sorry. That was my bad.
Not worth. Apparently Mario's, special attacks are useless against this guy.
Punchinello. Oh, missed Mario. Oh, what? Geno and Mallow are shaking. What does that mean?
I don't know. There's something wrote
some kind of status effect.
That's all I have is honey syrup.
No, you got mushrooms. I don't know what a red essence does.
I don't know what these things do.
Pure water brings you back to life. Honey syrup gives you more flower points.
I don't know why they're shaking in their boots.
I don't know. They're scared or something. Frightened, maybe. I don't know.
What are they frightened of?
Punchinello, man. He's fucking scary. Look at him. He's a big bomb. Monster's FP is gone.
Flower power.
Oh, nice. You should use a mushroom on Geno. Arg!
I was hoping I could just beat him. I must be dreaming. I'm ruined. I didn't want to do this, but now I have no choice.
I think he's bluffing.
simmer down, Fluffy. I'm gonna wait. I'm not gonna waste this on you. Who knows what might happen? Waste what? What are you talking about, man?
I think he's gonna blow himself up.
Enough. I've got my pride. Now you're in for it. I think he just kills himself.
Huh? What the hey? Oh, a giant bomb falls on him. Oh my God! If this thing explodes, we're history.
Let's get out of here. This is a fine mess. Let's scram now.
Oh shit.
No.
It's gonna blow.
We're done for.
Oh my God. that explosion would kill them. Oh, but good thing they're cartoon characters. Cause they're not dead. But where are the kids? We gotta get the kids.
Yeah. We won the battle. Now I hope we don't lose the war. Where are Dinah and the Star?
Oh, maybe it's just one kid. Oh,
here's
Dinah.
The Star.
Something's in the kitchen with Dinah.
Someone's in the kitchen, I know. All right.
Come on, Mario. Let's go. Okay. We got a star. Woo! We did it.
Beautiful.
Beautiful indeed. Oh, this is the second one or the third one, maybe? I think this is the third one.
Third star?
Yeah.
And there's what, seven?
Six? Seven, six, seven. Eventually, you fight the Power Rangers in this game.
Yeah, man. Go, go, Power Rangers. Go,
Power Rangers. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, Power Rangers. My Instagram only shows me, there's six, no, seven, I guess. Six main ones and then one final one. My Instagram only shows me Power Rangers content and capybaras. I don't know why.
We found
Dinah.
She just wants to ride in this like mine.
Oh yeah, it's minecart time.
What does that mean?
This
we gotta ride in a minecart.
Yeah, read the instructions.
Of course, I want to read them.
Minecart guidelines.
Press A or Y to break, B to jump, get mushrooms, and press X to accelerate.
The Moleville safety board. All right, here we go.
Okay.
This is a crazy part. It's like pseudo 3D.
Yeah, I vaguely remember this.
Here we go. Yeah. Oh, you got to jump and mushrooms.
You got to jump. Okay. Yeah. A breaks. Probably got to break to go around.
You got to go. You got to break to go around the corners. Otherwise, you will just fall right off. I don't know if you have to beat a certain time or not. I can't remember what it is. That's okay. Yes. Jurek is the minecart master. Right now.
I don't know about that.
The master of the minecart.
I did just fall off a second ago.
Well, that's okay. There's so many ways to go. Like
I know.
And they all like, lead you right back to where you were.
I don't understand if I'm... Like, am I going too slow on, like, turns?
Oh,
I had to jump there, I bet.
Yep, because there's a break in the tracks.
Well, this is just unsafe.
Who's maintaining these tracks? Also, why apparently are they all nobody. Right next to each other? And oh,
apparently that was it. 1 minute, 1 second.
Oh, nope. now we're in a 2D part.
Jumped right over the mushroom.
You missed literally everything there.
Yep.
That's fine. Oh, didn't want those coins. Oh, you choose the wrong way.
The wrong way to go every time.
That's okay. Ooh, super fast. Oh, that's okay. That's okay. This is hard. You can't see.
I know.
See.
You have no, there's no like reaction time. Or I have no reaction time, I guess. Either way, depending on how you want
to
look at it.
We're back to the 3D part here. Okay. Whoop. Woo. Oh. Off the track.
It's like they tell you, you know, these mushrooms make you go fast, but like you don't want to.
You don't want to go too fast.
Very few times where you can go that fast.
Yeah,
you
have to know where the straightaways are to. In order to, because otherwise some of them are way too short. Oh my God.
Jesus.
This is a switchback if I ever saw one. Oh.
I was testing how fast you can go around corners.
How fast you can take the turns?
Not very fast.
Okay.
You definitely have to use the brakes.
Like, is this a maze?
I don't know. Like, am I?
Oh, I see. You could have taken a shortcut there. Right here.
Oh, right there.
Yeah.
Right there.
Right there, right there.
Sure could have.
Let's beat the minecart part, and then I think we can be done with this.
Yeah, probably.
But Mario RPG, pretty fucking good. I'm glad we did it. I'm glad we gave it a little bit more time than just that beginning part. Oh, my God.
They give you this fucking mushroom, like, oh.
Now Drake's just jumping into
panicking.
Into the sides. Who designed this fucking...
Fucking...
this mind track here. 2 minutes, 49 seconds, 25 milliseconds.
Done yet? No.
No.
Oh, wait, yes.
Oh. Nope. Oh, no, now we're outside.
Just jumping over.
Drake, every time Drake's in the 2D party, he keeps jumping over all the items. Like, he'll either just completely miss them or go underneath them. Like, it's... Ooh! Oh, my God. Now you're cruising. You're literally going faster than Mario's ever gone.
I'm just boosting it because I don't have to worry about turns.
Oh, here we go. Oh, flying, I think you're gonna land in Moleville.
Mm.
Right, bust right through and Pommel.
Wonder how those kids are doing. Settle down,
woman.
I asked Mario to help us out, so I reckon he'll bring him back when he's good and ready.
Settle down, woman. I just
have this odd feeling they'll be dropping in on us any minute now.
And here we go. Kaboom!
We just ruined their roof.
They really did. Now settle down, Ma.
Not settle down, Ma. Settle down, woman.
Settle down, woman. What the fuck? Settle down, woman. That is weird. Okay. I reckon I would get my ass kicked if I said something like that to my woman.
Same.
The screen's doing this weird thing.
Don't understand
where it, like,
why.
Cuts it. It stretches it, and then it doesn't. And then it stretches it, and then it doesn't. I think it's the TV that's doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't do this to my Switch, though, or the Retron, so I don't know.
Weird.
Yeah. I guess it doesn't do this anymore.
Where is Toadstool?
Hard to say. Did we read any of that?
Nope.
Don't you want to come to Boosters and play? Oh, we got to go to Boosters.
That means.
We're about to get Bowser.
Hmm. Spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. The remaining two party members in this game are Bowser and Peach.
And Peach. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it is. Huh. Then there's quite a bit of game after you get all the characters.
Yeah, Peach you don't get until a little later on.
Well, get Bowser at the beginning of Booster's Tower, I think. And then you get Peach at the end of Booster's Tower.
Oh, do you?
I think so.
I thought it was farther apart.
Maybe.
So yeah, this is probably one of the only games where you team up with Bowser.
With Bowser, right? Yeah.
He's on your team.
Yeah.
Because there's a bigger threat.
There is. Bowser, he's kind of a softy, though, these days. All
right, how do you, save state this?
You got to hit reset on the thing. There we go. Now go down and then hold Y. Boom. We did it. Okay. Right. I think that... Whoops.
Now what'd you do?
I don't know. Was it recording? Everything. Yeah, it's recording. I just wanted to do that and give us a little sound effect here, but... all right, Drake. It's time for final thoughts. We're not doing shots. So. Yep. Okay. How about, Drake? How many tadpoles out of 10 do you give Super Mario RPG for the Super Nintendo?
A lot.
A lot. 25 tadpoles out of 10.
I mean, I don't know about that. We're going to go with, I'm going to reserve 10 out of 10s for something real perfect. But this is up there.
I think
this might be a 9.5.
Oh, I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10.
Maybe a 9.
I fucking love it so much.
It is a fantastic game.
It's so good. And I don't know. The fact that not everybody can play it is a damn shame. Put it on the Switch Online.
Yeah, I don't understand why it's not on there.
It's because it's Square Enix is the problem. And I don't know why. My other question is why haven't we seen Mallow or Geno in the 20, 30 years since this game came out?
I know.
I don't know.
That also doesn't make sense because you can't even say it's because of Square because Cloud and Sephiroth are on Smash.
Right. And Geno is a Mii costume on Smash, but that's literally it. They don't want to admit that those characters exist.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Because this game is fantastic. The combat is awesome.
It's just
the classic turn-based and the fact that, it involves timing for things. The world exploration has platforming elements as well because you can jump and you climb things and everything. There's blocks still to find and hit.
Yep.
Power-ups to get, more items. It's It's just a great game. It looks awesome.
The music is great.
Music is fantastic. Everything about it.
Everything about it.
Just such a good game.
10 out of 10 for me.
It was just, it's such a weird, I mean, at the time at least, it was a weird thing.
It was a weird thing.
This RPG, Super Mario RPG. But
we only knew Mario in the 2D side-scrolling platformer, you know? Like, but this was awesome.
Breath of fresh air.
Yeah, this was just before Mario 64.
Yep.
You know, like, we would fall in love with 3D Mario. But, I don't know. This game is phenomenal.
Yeah, if you've never played it, highly recommend it.
Highly recommend.
If you can get it, you know.
Right.
Obviously, you can. There's it's on the SNES Mini. SNES Mini.
Otherwise, emulator or, you know, I don't know. There's ways to play it. But
yeah.
I wish there was more official ways for, like, maybe the younger kids who, you know, wouldn't even, you know, they're not going to go out and buy a SNES Mini, you know? I'm not even sure you can get them anymore, but.
I'm sure you can.
On eBay or something.
Yeah, you might be paying, you know, above MSRP.
Right. Let's see. What did other people think of this game?
No idea.
We don't know.
I wasn't ready for that.
Okay. Yep,
I can quick find out.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Well, we can.
Let's
take a little.
Just vamp for a little bit. So, while Jurek's looking that up, the cover of the game is very nice. It's got 3D Mario, 3D Bowser, and Peach. And everybody thinks that sword is Smithy, but it's not.
Nope.
That is not Smithy at all. But they make it seem like that sword is the main bad guy.
Yeah, they do.
You know? I don't know. I think that's poor marketing, honestly. But
yeah, the sword is named Exor.
Exor, yeah. Which, like, really, I don't know. You fight him right at the beginning and that's it. I think you do fight him at the end.
No, you fight him a little later. Seems like people really liked it.
Sitting surprise,
89% on game rankings. Game Informer, 9.25. IGN, 9.5.
Okay.
Nintendo Life, 10 out of 10. Nintendo Power, 16.2 out of 20. Interesting rating scale.
Yeah. 16.2 out of 20. Yep. Okay, well.
All right.
Whatever you say, Nintendo Power, whatever you say. You were the greatest magazine of all time.
Let's see. Yeah, sold a lot.
Sold a lot. People loved it generally.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everyone loves this game.
It's great. It's
fantastic.
If you can find
game.
A way to play it, highly recommend it. Drake, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Super Mario RPG, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt. And Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Jurek?
Indeed. RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us. We'd love to hear from you, Revelers. I know we've been kind of absent lately, but we're still around, and we're still doing the show. So, you know,
life just got in the way for a little bit.
Yeah. But we'll try and get back on a more regular schedule here. But we'd still love to hear from you. You know, just drop us a line. Also, sorry about the weird audio cutouts. In the last couple episodes.
Hopefully, we figure that out.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on there. I'll have to do a little digging, but I think it's our audio interface. So, I don't know. Anyway, I think that's about it, though.
I do believe so.
You want to take us out, Drake?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, Poopkum Nims.
Game on, Poopkum Nims. Yes. Poop cum nims.
I don't like it.
I love it.